Hello and welcome to the D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatraj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Kshitij Mahajan, who is a co-founder at Complete Circle Consultants Private Limited. Well, today we'll be talking about emerging opportunities in markets, economy, and how to pick stocks and much more. Well, welcome to the podcast, Kshitij.
Thank you, Kshitij. Thank you very much.
Right. Well, Mr. Mahajan, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, and it's a very interesting one. Well, on the global front, it is, FANG, while in India, Hrithik was quite popular. And you've coined your own acronym, which taps into emerging opportunities in the forthcoming years. Tell us more about it.
So we've been hearing about FANG and Hrithik for quite some time. And I do keep my point of people in the stock market that these both acronyms have been doing, the companies underlying them have been doing really very well. I was just going through the data points of the stocks which we normally cover or buy in our portfolios. You know, we've been talking about it in the last 30, 40 years. There have been so many stocks where there are examples given that if you have bought for 10,000, it has become these many crores. It has been bought for 5,000, it has become so many crores. So I was looking at the consistency in the market for those stocks, which have been really there for the last 20, 30 years. So I want to compare those stocks with the existing stars in our industry, what have been they doing in the last 25, 30 years. And I come across that one star who's been consistent. Obviously, every star, every stock has ups and downs, has been Akshay. Akshay right. Kumar, I'm talking about.
Right.
And I thought, what are the stocks which can I correlate with Akshay? So this idea came from the fact that there have been a consistency of performance as well as there have been a stability in last 25, 30 years. I'm not talking about a short-lived 5, 6, 7 years story of a hero, but a hero who's been there for last 30 years. So I came across that Akshay is the superstar who will gain from here also. Not what has happened in the 30 years has happened, but who will gain from here also from real estate and infra story turnaround. And if you actually bifurcate for each word in Akshay, A is for your Asian Paint, which is a paint story. K is for Kajaria Tile, which is a tile story. Yeah. S is for Shree Cement, which is a cement story. H for HDFC Limited, which is a housing finance story. A for your Astral Poly, which is a PVC pipe story. And Y, so for Y, there were a lot of Ys that I'm not getting the right choice. But then I came across Polycap, P-O-L-Y, Polycap, which is wires and cable story, which is the master and leader. So this is how I came across this part.
Well, I see a mix of good, old quality companies such as Asian Paints as well as, HDFC Limited, along with new players as well. So what is the kind of time frame investors should, sort of keep in mind in case they plan to invest in Akshay and why?
So, Kshitij, what has happened is this COVID has very new normals, which is like one is from working from home.
Right.
You know, if things will fall in place in less than 6 months time or 1 year's time, still this work from home is actually increasing productivity, sales travel time. It's reducing office expense. It's actually enriching life experience for work-life balance for most of the people. And it's very nature friendly also. Right. So people, as I said, people will move to a better houses, bigger houses.
Okay.
And if when you say that, people who will gain, industry who will gain from this entire piece is there are more than 50 sectors, but we are covering six stocks here. So these companies will gain from the benefit which will come from the infra and housing turnaround story. And when you ask about the time spent in equity, if you are coming, the minimum time which you want to spend in equity should be not less than 5 years because the returns in equity markets are not linear. And irrespective of whatever we are talking here, return on your stocks or return on your investment is equal to the return on the earning numbers of the underlying stocks. So, but irrespective of that, earning has been consistent for next last 5 years or next 5 years. Market return depends on a lot of stuff. It can be situation like COVID. It can be some global crisis, financial crisis, what we have seen due to interest rate movement in the country, inflation, a lot of things, geopolitical reasons, border tensions. So not less than 5 years is what I advise to all viewers and listeners. As most of the people, they keep on focusing on the return part, how much return I'll get.
True.
If they'll focus on the time part, which the time they'll spend on it, believe me, waqt har cheez ka ilaaj kar deta hai. Waqt har zakham ko bhar deta hai, wo aapke investment mein bhi hai. So you have to look at 5 years duration at least when you come for a participation in equity market in these stocks. As we all know the formula for compounding, it says that future value is equal to present value in bracket 1 plus R raised to power n or R oblique n raised to power nt. So rather than focusing on what type of return I'll get, if you'll work on the time for which you are investing, let's take one example in the next 30 seconds. If your return is compounding at 12%, so your return will double in 6 years' time. But if your return is compounding at 15%, it will double in 5 years' time. Now, if you stay in a market at a 12% coupon for 12 years, your return will become 4 times. But the same thing, if you are there for 10 years, your return will become 4 times if it is compounding at 15%. So, obviously, return part is better. But if the time is on your side, you'll make much more money.
Exactly. So, and in fact, you touched upon, why one would be looking at, these stocks at length. But what makes you so positive, on the real estate or the infra space at this point in time? The COVID has been bad for the real estate sector. Yes, there are green shoots available at this point in time. But what is keeping you, what is making you so optimistic about this space?
So if you actually look around, if you people start, looking at what government policies are and how we are placed, we are a young country. More than 75% of the population is less than 40 years. We need to create job. What is the fastest mode of creating job in a country where there is hardly any infrastructure development? Mm-hmm. We stay in Delhi, you stay in Delhi, people staying in Bombay. Move out of 50 kilometers and don't go on your express highways. Go other on state road. There's hardly any development. We advertise, Kshitij, I sometimes love looking at advertisement of various motorbikes. Hamari gaadi kachcha raasto pe achhi chalti hai. We have shock absorbers. Why kachcha raastas, first of all? So when the scope we are talking about infrastructure and real estate is, first is you create job when you start digging a gadda for real estate or infrastructure or let's say anything else. Second, look at the policies of government. They are very clear that for infrastructure, they have demarked 1.5 trillion in the next 5 years. Rural demand is rising because of the good monsoon. We are seeing a gradual shift from unorganized to organized. People are shifting from kachcha to pakka. In last 10 years, we have gone from 15 crore middle class income group to 35 crore income. So people under BPL has reduced to 15% only. Second, rate of interest on home loans have been reduced. I'm having a loan which is going at 9, which I borrowed at 9.25 almost 3 years back. Now it says 6.80 as we speak. If you go for a lower loan amount, which is less than 30 lakh or 40 lakh, your rate of interest will be further 6.2 or 6.3. If you are under a given bracket which government have decided, they will participate for some percentage from their pocket also. Then number of cities, I'm talking about the big cities, which are close to about 53 right now, will grow to 87. Your rapid urbanization is happening from 33 to 40%. Then government is doing a lot of capex. So I'm saying we need to understand that there are higher targets for railways. New metro projects are coming, Kochi, Bangalore, Nagpur, Chennai, and new airports are coming. So I see that all these companies, what we are shortlisting here, which are a part of Akshay, will rock from here. And this is what my view is, that underlying what government policies are, whether it is about IT parks, which are coming out because India is IT hub for world, whether in Chennai, Bangalore, Hyderabad. So all this will help and in turn create a lot of job for the youth.
And how should investors pick stocks, especially at a time when, markets are trading at record highs and most stock prices look stretched?
I think that's the best question which you are asking, because we are saying people to invest and we are almost at high. But the biggest risk in equity market is not investing. So that's the biggest risk, because we keep on waiting for a correction. And when correction comes, people keep on waiting for further correction. And they see that we're in doom days. Maybe this market will never go up.
True.
So the best way is to do a stock sit when you pick a stock, because markets are all time high, stocks are all time high, and market cap to GDP we are in excess of 106. The best way to do a stock sit, like we do a sip in a mutual fund, you pick your list of stocks and keep doing sip on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis. It's like basically investing is like drinking tea. Garam chai ka kap aaya, you will not like to drink that tea at one go. You end up burning your throat, but you actually enjoy more when you take sip by sip before it cools down. That's also important.
Absolutely.
Because you can't keep on sitting here. Yeah, because one show, Kshitij has said something to Kshitij that go slow, keep on doing sip by sip and maybe take your time. No, there has to be a time. There has to be a window. If a company is doing, let's say, 15% compounding year on year in terms of its earning, then eventually in 5 years' time, it will double your money for sure if the management is right. There is no rocket science in that. But if you keep on waiting, that let me wait, some correction will come, then only I participate. Don't do that. Irrespective of every input value on a monthly basis is going on a higher price, just keep on participating. And don't stop yourself. If it falls, then please increase. If it falls, then please increase. So have right now, today, if you ask me, if you have 100 to invest, just put 25-30 at one go on the given list of stocks and mutual fund. That's how. And at the same time, just have, again, I'm saying, time is the friend of people who are in equity investment. And it's the enemy of people who don't have. People who invest with a with a good amount of time, because power of compounding only works if you have time. For all listeners, rule of compounding is, which is a universal thumb rule, is 72 oblique R. If R is the rate of return at which your money will grow, and this formula tells you in how many years your money will double.
Okay.
Let's say if the percentage return is 12, 72 oblique 12, your money will double in 6 years' time. If the percentage return is 15, your money will double in close to about 5 years' time. So expected, the right way of looking at equity market is, and I've been very blunt in saying this, is maybe a reasonable rate of return expectation should be 12%. Because I see India as a nation will grow at a nominal GDP of 12 to 13% next 5 years' time. Anything which is above that, the people are saying, we have got 80%, 70%. That's aberration in the last 1 year, what has happened. There's a lot of liquidity, global liquidity.
Yeah.
We have printed more than four times of global financial crisis, which we have printed. That is because of that money, the stocks have moved up. Having said that, our corporate India is doing fine. But the right returns expectation should be 12 to 13%. Anything which is above that should be a bonus.
Well, I'm sure our listeners would be paying attention to all the golden rules of investment that you've highlighted, Chatraj. And, the last question, and it's a very interesting one, and I'm sure, a lot of listeners would want to or are in this dilemma, because most of our listeners are the first-time investors, who've just joined the Lal Street in the pandemic, the year 2020. And I'm sure you get this question quite often, but let me repeat it as well for the benefit of our listeners. Well, in terms of portfolio allocation, especially for a salaried investor, say about, 30 years, and who can contribute, around about 30 to 40,000 per month towards equity, what would your advice be? So invest in stocks or mutual funds or both? And if both, what should be the ideal allocation for long-term wealth creation?
Yeah, this is something which, and especially, last 1 year, this question has come for most of my clients, new investors also. So, Shitin, interestingly, what has happened? We are staying in a world where everything is available, transparency is there. Internet has actually created a big, big, big difference in when I used to go to school and what now it is.
Okay.
So, I always say, we are living in a time space where there is a Gen Z, people who are born after 2000, they're called Gen Z, who are with 5G, Gen Z with 5G. So it's a Z plus G combination. And for this combination, both mutual fund and stocks should coexist. You can't de-sell one because one is being managed by others. But how you can have the portfolio allocation, this is something interesting. Look, if you don't have time to track your portfolio, then please do mutual funds only, because there is a fund manager who will do it for you. Just do mutual fund only, because in stocks, you might end up buying stocks on somebody's advice.
Right.
But if you don't have time to track it at all, please buy mutual funds only. That's the right way to look at. Do sit on a monthly basis. Let's say if you have 30,000, do 5 SIPs of 6,000 each, in which you can take 2 multi-cap funds, 1 large cap fund, 1 larger mid-cap fund, 1 technology fund, and then 1, depending on your risk appetite, mid-cap fund, because mid-cap is trading at a discount to large cap at 25%. You can do that. That portfolio. And if you can track your portfolio, but you don't understand how to read financials of a company, then 80% should be in mutual fund and 20% should be on large cap stocks, which you understand as a business.
Right.
And those large cap stocks can be what we have in Akshay also, the large cap bed, which is Asian Paints, Shree Cement, is what people can look at participating. And then you can buy HDFC, Bajaj, but any HDFC Limited, Bajaj Finance, any of these companies, which you understand, yes, you know these companies who are fundamentally strong at the same time. On the management side, they are very compliant.
True.
Now, third, if someone has time to track his or her portfolio and read, understand financial statement, for that person, 50% should go into mutual fund and 50% should come into stocks. Because one is, you're doing with your own, because this is not your full-time job, you're doing this as for an investment.
True.
So 50% you can ask someone to take care of your portfolio, which is a fund manager of mutual fund, and 50% you can do it yourself. And over a period of time, if you see yourself evolving, you can increase your pie on the stock side. That's what because last 1 year, everybody is thinking that, they did a good job. My friend, Nifty has given more than 100%. So I'm not demotivating you. I'm just saying that this is your hard-earned money, and I'm a little worried about that. There are years, every 4 or 5 years, there is a year which comes, which gives you return.
Right.
But, soon after, we'll have many years where you have minus 20, minus 30 return also, because returns are not linear. Having said that,
true.
If you want to create wealth, equity is the way you can create wealth.
Well, on that note, thank you, Mr. Margin, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.